I want to start out by saying thank you for downloading and listening to the Morning Crunch Wrap podcast. I do appreciate the support and the listen. You can also follow the Morning Crunch Wrap on Facebook to get links to all the stories we talk about, and on Instagram as well to get some fun pics that are inspired by the stories we talk about on the Morning Crunch Wrap. So thanks very much, and let's get to it. This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Friday, April 19th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here is what caught my eye this morning. Headline: Jimmy Kimmel recreates Norman Lear's All in the Family and the Jeffersons episodes for a live ABC primetime special. Jimmy Kimmel will present a live 90-minute primetime event on ABC paying tribute to Norman Lear's groundbreaking comedy series All in the Family and the Jeffersons. An original episode from each iconic Lear comedy will be recreated. James Burrows is directing the live special, live in front of a studio audience. Norman Lear's All in the Family and the Jeffersons, that's what it's called, will air Wednesday, May 22nd from 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern, I'm guessing also Pacific, on ABC. Woody Harrelson will play Archie Bunker with Marissa Tomei as his wife Edith in the recreation of All in the Family. Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes will take the roles of George and Louise Jefferson on All in the Family spinoff, The Jeffersons. Ellie Kemper will play Gloria Stivic. Will Ferrell will appear as Tom Willis. And Justina Machado is set to play Florence Johnston, with more casting announcements to come. Kimmel and Lear are going to host. The project teams them with executive producers Brent Miller, Will Ferrell, Adam McKay, and Justin Theroux. The fact that a group of Oscar winners eagerly agreed to play these iconic characters is testament to the greatness of these shows and their creator, Norman Lear. That's what Jimmy Kimmel said, and called the project, quote, a dream come true. Lear said he heard from people who say the two series were the 70s and would not work today. He added, we disagree with them and are here to prove, with two great casts depicting of All in the Family and the Jeffersons, the timelessness of human nature. Lear continued, adding, I cannot wait to see what these glorious performers make in our time of these indelible characters. Now, last July, they announced a new deal with Lear and his Act 3 productions, noting that it had an option to reimagine titles from the extensive library, including All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Good Times, Maude, Mary Hartman, to name a few. So, it's coming. It's exciting. Well, if you grew up in the 70s, it's exciting. If you're much younger, maybe you don't know. So, let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. I am a child of the 70s. Now, when these shows were on, I was a very young child. Stuff my parents watched, but I remembered it. And then I watched it again in repeats. But All in the Family and the Jeffersons were a staple of what was on in my house when I was growing up. I remember, you know, the Meathead. That was a very big thing, talking about that. It was born of the early 70s and the Nixon administration against the backdrop of the Vietnam War. The Jeffersons was a spinoff. An African-American next-door neighbor suddenly opens a cleaning store. There's this conflict, and the characters were so popular that they spun that off into the Jeffersons, where they moved on up to the East Side to a deluxe apartment in the sky. It was an interesting show. It was a guy who had made it financially, but still had to keep himself grounded because of his wife and, ironically, his housekeeper, of all people, to help keep him grounded. So the shows ran for a very long time. They were a staple of the 70s. And yeah, that's been the critique, is that wouldn't work today. It was a very different time. And it is, but I think we're going to see. Now, I'm not sure, when they say they're going to recreate them, are they recreating them with the exact same script from the 70s? Or are they going to be rewriting a script and taking the premise and moving that forward? Because that would make it very different. Of course, in the 70s, you could have shows where part of the plot line was, I can't get a hold of somebody. Well, now we all have a cell phone. Everybody is instantly reachable. If I can't get a hold of somebody with their cell phone, then there's probably a problem somewhere. In the 70s, you could go hours and hours and hours without hearing from anybody. And it wasn't really a big deal, because maybe you checked in once a day, but you left in the morning, you came back in the evening, and there was probably no contact in between. There was no texting in the middle of the day. There was no calls just to say, hey, that really didn't happen. So it's a very different lifestyle, but we'll see how it all goes. I think when you start talking about Jamie Foxx and Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei, I mean, these are A-list actors, really great actors. To take nothing away from the people who played those roles originally, but Sherman Helmsley, who played the original George Jefferson, not really on par with Jamie Foxx in terms of acting ability or anything of that nature, but he created this character from Norman Lear's mind and just brought it to life. And I'm as excited as Norman Lear is to see how this is all going to go. Now, if you're of the mind that, hey, why can't Hollywood come up with something new? Well, hey, check out all these Star Wars movies. Check out all of this Marvel stuff. Is it new? No, this stuff was written a while ago. They're just taking comic books and turning them into movies. The stories are out there. The people that are super into Marvel and all of this already know where this is going, where it's going to end up. So it's not really new. And the idea that there's nothing new, there's nothing, that's been the case forever. It's just there wasn't social media for everybody to complain about it. There really isn't a whole lot that's new. We're taking the same stories and reimagining them, the ones that were told in ancient times. Anyway, the end result is this. I'm excited for something on ABC, and I don't know when the last time that happened was. So I'll be watching. Will you? And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say.